The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
The original Darth Vader passed away over the weekend after a short illness. And I'm not talking about James Earl Jones. He was the voice of Vader. But the guy in the suit actually was British actor David Prowse. He was 85. Prowse also played Frankenstein's monster in a couple of British films in the early 70s. And as a former bodybuilder, he helped Christopher Reeve bulk up for the Superman movies. He also helped Cary Elwes get in shape for The Princess Bride. And he was also in A Clockwork Orange. That's where George Lucas actually discovered him. He actually offered Prowse his choice. You can play Darth Vader or Chewbacca. He chose Vader, he said, because the villain is always more memorable and more fun to play.
Yeah, but he thought he was going to be the voice.
He thought he was getting the whole thing.
Well, first of all, he didn't have any idea he'd have to wear a mask the whole time.
Yeah.
That was first, and then he had no idea his lines would be dubbed by another actor. And when you hear his lines by himself, it's hard to imagine.
I wish they would have kept him.
Here it is.
Start tearing this ship apart piece by piece until you find those tapes. Find the passengers in this vessel. I want them alive!
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic...
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Take her away. You are part of the Rebel Alliance. Take her away. You don't know the power of the dark side.
I mean, my God, it's incredible.
Join me and we'll rule as father and son.
It would only be better if it was like that Southern effeminate voice.
What's crazy to think about is like...
You're part of the Rebel Alliance. You're just scum. You know that, Princess Leia? I'm sick of it.
What's amazing to me is like the iconic scenes that you see in Star Wars, and it's Vader and Luke talking. And that's what it's really sounded like.
I don't know how they kept it together.
That's what it really sounded like at the time.
Obi-Wan's taught you well.
I do wish it would be insane.
Well, you know what's really crazy that I just found out within the last 2 years was that Chewbacca was talking the whole time, too. And he was like, hey, hon, what are we doing? Are we going to get this shit fixed or what?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of bull crap.
That's why Han could respond to him.
Yeah.
Because he actually had lines. And at some point, they must have just said, it sounds so bad, we have to just make him make noises.
I think George Lucas, when he was first making this, was like, I was on drugs. I could make this movie. Oh my God.
He did not know at first that his lines would be dubbed by another actor. He said, I think James Earl Jones did a wonderful job, though, but I still think I would have done just as well, given the right opportunity. And also, he said, to add insult to injury, they didn't even show his face when Vader's mask is removed at the end of Return of the Jedi. They used another actor, Sebastian Shaw, for that scene. Still, though, he was proud to be part of the original trilogy. He said, from within the black leather suit, I treated Vader's every gesture as a bodybuilding pose, refining here and exaggerating there until my character spoke with every tilt of his head or movement of his arms.
I just keep picturing all the lines of feminine southern voice.
He's got a twin sister. You got a twin sister.
Someone should do her hat. Someone has to dub the movies with the effeminate Southern Vader.
Well, I just want to hear the whole movie with just his real lines.
Yeah.
You know.
It'd be awesome.
After David passed, Mark Hamill tweeted, quote, so sad to hear David Prowse has passed. He loved his fans as much as they loved him. George Lucas said David brought a physicality to Darth Vader that was essential for the character. He made Vader leap off the page. He was up for anything, and he contributed to the success of what would become a memorable, tragic figure. May he rest in peace.
I mean, you can't take away that physical nature of Vader.
Oh, like, he did
all
a great...
those, like, things.
Yeah, like the way he held himself and everything, and the way he like fought with a lightsaber.
I can't compare, but I will say, as a former cartoon character, you have to really exaggerate, right, when you're just kind of acting outlines.
Yeah, it's like theater.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how mascots have to do it and stuff. But he did a good job at that, for sure.
And then I think you could even look at it the other way of how great James Earl Jones did a job of...
He would have been just as funny in the suit. He would have been just a fat little Vader running around. That'd have been great.
Vader's different.
Lucas was like, I have got to figure this out.
Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Would have been amazing.
No disintegrations.
It's weird to me.
Rest in peace, though, to David Prowse.
I am your father.
One more quick.
I know it's been a while since a lot of you have been on an airplane, but apparently things have really changed in a year. British Airways is investigating right now after they found out one of their flight attendants was running a side hustle offering sexual services to passengers.
Sexual services.
Sexual services.
If offered.
For $33, she'd sell you her flight attendant panties.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
For $66.
There's more.
She'd give you her flight attendant panties in person at a hotel. And then if the money is right,
yes,
you'd get more onboard entertainment.
Wow.
So she'd probably proposition like first class.
I'm not sure on that, Leith. We're going to have to take a look. Do we have any ideas?
What she looks like?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some pics. We put them up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Okay, well. It's not a bebop.
Listen, no. If the money was even better, you could get adult entertainment right on board the flight she was working.
That's how dead the flights are, huh?
What airline?
British Airways.
British.
She was advertising the services on OnlyFans, but when British Airways found out about her accounts were deleted yesterday.
Oh, she put it on OnlyFans.
Well, really, they still didn't even know who she exactly is yet. They just know one of their flight attendants was doing it. They haven't been able to narrow it down to figure out who it is.
That's a good look, the one on the left there. It's just like the garter belt built into the leggings, and you can tell no panties because she's giving them to some random guy.
Yeah,
already.
Yep. I really miss seeing stuff like that.
Yep.
We put a link to all of this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and some other photos as well. I'm trying to see if I can.
It's just the way I think British Airways is.
Just like so a little bit more.
We're a bit slay.
We're a bit skanky.
Still a bit old school.
A few of our attendants will.
You just put that handle in, Dave, under the search.
Yep.
And go image search. You'll get a bunch of different images. They're all similar to the ones that you're seeing, though. You never really see her face. Usually her legs or like her butt, but nothing like fully nude.
Oh wow!
Well,
goodness gracious!
So now they've got to find this chick.
They got to find the mystery flight attendant who's been selling sex.
Which one of you is
I'll find her,
oring yourself out? We got to look at your bums.
Let's see. Put this on.
Now, how can they do it? I mean, unless they, like, there's some photos of her on a plane. Unless they can figure out who she was working with.
Figure it out.
Seems like it would be hard.
That woman in the shot might know that's her.
Right.
Legs.
There's another flight attendant's legs in the shot. She might know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she'll tell her.
Will she rat her out? Or is she part of
it? I'm sure they all know which one it is.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Was that a bad shot?
Is that her on the left?
Yeah, Air Hostess 71.
See, I was thinking she was propositioning on the plane, but she just has an account where she just takes shots.
So she's on the plane. Here's the thing. I'd have to buy a ticket, right? So she'd tell me what flight she's working. I'd have to buy a ticket on that flight, and then she'd bang me on the plane.
Mm. Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean,
flights are cheaper than ever right now.
Well, you're right. I guess it all depends on where she was flying, but it seems like... if that's your fantasy, to have sex on a plane, then I guess you pay whatever it takes.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, you can't... obviously, you can't tell how she looks, but I mean, her body's fine.
Good body.
I feel like she's probably a little bit older than we think.
That can't be her.
No, that's not her. Another flight attendant. Pay her all the money.
You take all the money.
She would not be a flight attendant anymore. She would be.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
These chicks are crazy.
That's insane.
There's a lot of sexy flight attendants out there.
And a lot that aren't.
I don't seem to see any in most of my flights.
It's just so rare.
I don't think there's any middle ground.
I think it's either.
It's hot or not.
You're right.
One or the other.
They're either 65 or smoking hot.
The only time, really, I think I've seen like maybe one or two, and they're always the one that closes that first class.
There's quite a few men, too, flight attendants.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're always, like, the hotter ones are always in first class.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Get to the back.
Yeah.
Get to the back, Grandma.
There's a bit of that.
I think there is a bit of that. They don't seem to be the head flight attendant.
Right.
Right?
Once you...
Once you start whoring.
No, the Horan seemed to become the head flight attendant.
Oh, yeah. 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 He seemed to rise up in ranks.
I've seen some tough head flight attendants.
Oh,
my
God. Oh.
What have you seen, Lise?
Well, no, like with the bathroom situation, yeah, if they're on guard.
Lisa, that's the deal.
No, I had to deal with it once on my way to Mexico. There was this lady. I'm like, geez, she was like a prison guard.
She was like, don't you do that. That's a first class bathroom.
She was like bathroom Nazi.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Well, that dude that pushed the cart, the drink cart on the flight we were on, like he was pissed off.
Yeah, did he hit your elbows?
Yeah, he could destroy it.
Yep.
Pushing that down the aisle so hard he hated his
job. That was that guy that was wider than the aisle itself.
Yes.
He was a big, that's the biggest, he was the chubbiest flight attendant I've ever seen. Because I thought you had to have a certain weight, there was like a weight restriction.
That was hilarious.
He's changing everything.
Because you have to be able to save, like you got to be able to save people. And
he's changed everything.
I think he takes some of those Biscoff cookies.
It was like a Chris Farley skit or something.
It was.
Like, trying to push the cart
down.
Cranky. Oh, so funny. He was not graceful.
No.
No, my God, no.
Sorry, hit your elbows.
Sorry about my hips.
Cookies, crackers, crutches, Coca-Cola.
We have other cookies on the panic. By the way, British Airways says this is a shocking dereliction of duty and not the image British Airways wants of its cabin crew. We will do our best to get to the bottom of this. If you want to see the pictures, by the way, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Well, all they need to do is put a team of probably, I'd say, three chicks. Get three girls to analyze every photo that this chick has, and this chick's done.
Yeah, they'll know her.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out. They'll be like, those seats are only on 1987.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they'll figure it out.
Women have eyes that men don't.
Yep. Because guys are just like... She doesn't have panties on.
Right. We're too distracted.
Like a team of three dudes would be like, I'd hit it. I don't know. I'd hit that one. She looks like somebody. I'd hit it.
Guys, do you know who she is yet?
No. No.
Thinking about sex.
Damn it.
I hope the bathrooms on British Airways planes are bigger than the ones I've been in recently they're so tiny. Sure. I don't know how you bang.
I couldn't imagine banging in an airplane bathroom.
But they obviously have to go into the bathroom, right? Like, she meets them in the bathroom.
It almost
sounded like they arranged to meet at a hotel or something.
Oh.
But no, like, for a certain fee, she'll pay, you can do her on the plane.
Oh.
Huh.
That's a whole other level.
Well, then people definitely know that are on that plane that work with her.
Yeah, like, where did you disappear?
Not notice a flight attendant going in with somebody in the bathroom?
Yeah, they know.
That's crazy. Plus, your ears would pop.
Mm-hmm. That's another big fear.
Don't you guys?
Don't
you my ears popping while I'm having sex?
Wow, that's the last thing I need. I think I could work past popping ears.
Be able to make it work.
I can't do it.
My ears.
My ears. Stop. Yeah. Time out.
Just yawn.
There we go. There we go.
All right.
Back at it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I've got Andy Green to thank for a horrible dream I had last night.
Oh my God. He's the dream maker.
I am.
Andy Green.
They call me a dream weaver.
I have dream catchers all around me at all times.
He tries to protect himself from me.
No.
One of these days I'm going to make it around those dream weavers.
I can tell the dream weavers close.
I was on, social media before I went to bed last night.
Oh.
And I'm convinced that led to this crazy dream I had.
Okay.
where Dan Aykroyd would not leave my house.
Oh, no. Dan Aykroyd got in your dreams?
Oh, I know why. Because of my tweet?
Yes.
Yes. That's like the last thing I saw before I went to bed. And I had this crate. Like, Dan Aykroyd was a son of a bitch.
Yes.
He was such a bastard. He was in my house. And I'm like, yeah, I was trying to be nice at first because he's Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. He's a legendary actor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm like, Amber, Dan Aykroyd will not leave. Like, we've got to go to bed. And
yeah, we're roasting him. Roasting partying. Dan Aykroyd.
And then finally at 2 a.m., I got like in a, like, I pushed him out of the house.
You're like, get out of here.
I'm like, Dan Aykroyd, you've got to go. I was so angry. I was so riled up that it actually woke me up. And I was like furious at Dan Aykroyd.
I didn't know that my tweets had such powers.
Wow.
I wonder how many other people dreamt of Dan Aykroyd.
So many. Dreamweaver.
It's funny to just call him his full name, too. Every day. Damn it, Dan Aykroyd.
I said every time. Dan Aykroyd, you've got to go. Enough. Amber says you've got to leave, Dan Aykroyd.
Come
it
on.
Was so weird. It was a holiday party. He was the last one at our house, and he would not leave. And I was like so exhausted, and then I just got furious with him, and then I pushed him and kicked him.
I would just be totally freaked out to have a dream that had Dan Aykroyd in it in the first place.
I can't even imagine having a dream with Dan Aykroyd in it. I can't even begin to wrap my head around that.
I know.
But you know what's crazy, dude, is that, did you watch old Saturday Night Lives ever, like from the 70s with John Belushi
for sure.
And Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
So John Belushi did a sketch called The Thing That Wouldn't Leave. And he was like, these people were like, it was just this guy at their party and he wouldn't leave and he's making long distance phone calls and he's doing all this stuff.
Did you ever see that?
I wonder if your wires got crossed
there. It's maybe somewhere back there.
I have no idea. He was like, I'm just going to stay maybe a couple more hours. And then Jane Curtin's like, no!
I think it's just, that's just in the deep, dark roots of Dave's brain. That's one of the scariest things that can happen to him is a party guest that won't leave.
Won't go.
Yeah.
And he was, he had like a real, like Fargo type accent he was using.
Oh, he was using like a Northwestern kind of thing? He's like, I'm Northwestern Dan Aykroyd there.
All of it was just so frustrating. So I woke up, like, angry.
Oh, that sucks, yeah.
It's funny, it's nothing
worse. It felt like I was trying to kick him out for hours.
It's funny to picture Dave sleeping and tossing.
Dan Aykroyd! Get out, Dan Aykroyd!
Dan Aykroyd won't. Dan Aykroyd won't leave.
He's saying Dan Aykroyd's name. There's, like, people are monitoring Dave. They've got electrodes all over him. Dan Aykroyd's back.
It's Dan Aykroyd. It's so late, I gotta get up for work tomorrow.
Let's record him. Let's see. Look at his brave way. Brain waves.
It's
Dan Aykroyd's back.
I asked him a couple of times. I got to push him, Amber.
You know what? I like him a little less because of it.
That's funny.
It's like transferred into real life. Like, I'm like, F that Dan Aykroyd.
Dream Dan Aykroyd has changed your opinion of actual Dan Aykroyd.
Absolutely.
Have I heard some stuff about Dan Aykroyd, though, not being the greatest?
He's weird, right? Yeah, he's a weird UFO guy.
Yeah, he is.
Is he kind of a douchebag?
I don't know. I always thought he was cool.
I don't know.
Is Dan Aykroyd still alive? I'm wondering what people are asking about him. Is Dan Aykroyd a bad guy? What am I going to think?
I don't know.
Dan Aykroyd.
I'm sure he's fine.
That's hilarious. About him.
I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, because he's into the paranormal a lot. I know that.
You know, I think I watched a thing on him, and he was very dismissive of some of my own personal, like, UFO beliefs. And then what he was into, I was like, oh, please, you're gonna judge what I think?
Yeah, he believes
and
crazy
you're like
stuff.
A nutcase?
Yeah.
And so maybe it was that where I was like, I had something where something soured me on Dan Aykroyd.
That's hilarious. I haven't had many feelings on Dan Aykroyd.
No, me either.
I figured as
I
much.
Know, I wish I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's just
something soured me on Dan Aykroyd, and I don't know what it was.
You've been soured on Dan Aykroyd.
Well, then consider us both soured.
Yeah, you guys are both soured.
We're
on
both soured on Aykroyd.
Oh, I'm sorry, I tweeted that, Dave.
Well, you should be.
He showed up in the middle of the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom movie.
And
I have watched that movie 100 times. It's right after the huge balloon fight, which is a crazy thing that happened. But you know, I don't know how anybody took Indiana Jones seriously.
I honestly did not know he was in that either.
He got in a choreographed balloon nightclub fight brawl. Yeah, there he is. I was like sitting there yesterday, and I'm just like, oh man, life, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those celebrities secretly hidden.
I guess that, like, Steven Spielberg and a bunch of other people are in that scene, too. But
I was just like, holy Dan Aykroyd. Like,
yeah. I guess people are texting us all sorts of Dan Aykroyd facts. He's borderline autistic. And he's supposed to be a really nice guy. Someone said he does signings at the liquor store near my house for his Crystal Skull Vodka, and he'll actually hang around until every single person's bottle has been signed.
I thought he was pretty cool. I always thought he was, I mean, he was friends with John Belushi.
How wild would it be to see Dan Aykroyd at your liquor store?
Dan Aykroyd?
Well, to be honest,
son of a bitch. I'd call you right away, Lisa.
Get down here.
I'd be like, Lisa, I'm sorry to call you. I know I never call you, but
always call me.
I swear to God, I'm in a liquor store right now, and I'm behind Dan Aykroyd.
I'd be like, hold on a minute. Let me text Dave.
Text Dave.
Andy's losing it.
Don't text. No, I'm serious. I'm not crazy. I swear to God.
Andy.
He thinks he sees Dan Aykroyd at the liquor store.
Every
Dave.
Couple of weeks, nobody knows this. The show thinks I'm actually losing my mind. Every couple of weeks, there's a big meeting, and everybody thinks Andy's lost it.
Is Dan Aykroyd real?
He's seeing Dan Aykroyd again. His tweets are alarming.
And then I would be like, guys, no, seriously, I watched an interview where I was soured by Dan Aykroyd, and part of the reason I was soured is because it was like he was trying to do UFO stuff, but he was selling his booze the whole time.
And I'm like,
which is real. That's legitimate.
Oh, my God.
All the guy did the whole time he was trying to talk about UFOs was trying to sell this booze of his.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's it. That's all the guy cares about.
I didn't realize, actually, that Crystal Skull booze was his.
That's his.
It's shaped like a skull, right? The bottle's a skull.
There's a tequila that's pretty a skull, brilliant. Too, called Ka, but that's not it, which is a really good tequila.
Is his vodka any good, though? I know that it's
I
a cool
no
bottle.
Idea.
I don't know.
But I swear to God, I'd freak right out if I saw Dan Aykroyd anywhere, but especially a liquor store.
Someone said Dan Aykroyd is my Freddy Krueger.
I can't fall asleep. I can't wait for you to fall asleep, Dave.
He's
party. Dan Aykroyd's coming for you.
Yeah, like a Fargo.
But it's a fun time. It's a party.
You think?
That's in his dream.
No, but it turns out it's
but
not.
It's not.
The guy's
he's not
annoying.
Really,
he's just annoying party guest.
He's not really.
But I'm like,
I mean, I didn't
don't
even watch.
Don't let me sleep, Lisa. Hey, Dave, you got any more of that dip? Dan Aykroyd, get out of here! I don't think I'm ready to leave yet. Is that cool? I'm going to walk around your house.
I must be asleep. It's Dan Aykroyd again.
You mind if I use your laptop?
Let's go on a tour.
Get out! Get out!
I need my laptop.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
I rearranged your fridge.
I'm just going to put on some of your clothes if that's okay.
No, it's not okay, Dan Aykroyd. You've got to leave.
I'm going
to
take that as an okay.
Hey, Dave, I'm upstairs.
Oh, my God. He's in our room.
He's in our Dan Aykroyd's in our room.
Everybody ready for a swim?
Oh, he's in the hot tub.
Hey,
we're getting out of the hot tub. Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd is in the hot tub.
He's all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Dream Dan Aykroyd.
He gets around. He gets around. He's got the power of dreams. He can be anywhere.
You taking a shower, Dave?
Dave goes to pet Jameson, and Jameson's face turns into Dan Aykroyd. He's like, I'm your dog now.
Oh, my God.
That is a nightmare.
Oh. Dream Dan.
Dream Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, man.
He's my Freddy Krueger.
That's
unfortunate.
He better not come into my dreams ever again. He better not, because then I'll really think that something's
wrong.
I'm
sorry I did that to you. I feel bad.
Well, just so you know, I saw the same thing and had no dreams of Dan Aykroyd.
So it's not
universal poison that you've put out.
Oh, good. I didn't want that power. I didn't want to be sending mass Dan Aykroyds into people's dreams.
No. No.
No, just no, but I got cursed.
I'm telling you, I'm really soured on him. And I couldn't even watch the rest of that interview. I couldn't watch the rest of the interview because he was trying so hard to sell that booze.
That sounds familiar to me, whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would have saw it, but
I don't know. Remember
you need
if it was
to,
Rogan or not.
I want to look up the skit, what you're talking about on NSL.
Oh, the
NSL when he wouldn't leave.
Yeah, so it's a John Belushi sketch, though.
Oh.
But it's called The Thing That Wouldn't Leave.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. I thought it was him.
And this is exactly like what Dave is describing.
Wow, someone's taking it off a laptop. Computer.
Why couldn't they just do better?
Well,
someone's I can't even find the actual.
Besides these? I think I'm going to borrow this one.
That's Dave in his mind.
That's me. He wouldn't go. He would not leave.
Yeah, it's an iconic sketch.
All right, we're going to get to a check of the news here on Dave and Chuck the Freak after we've analyzed my Dan Aykroyd dreams. How did a guy freak out when he lost his dope pipe? You know, I've been in the grocery store plenty of times. I've seen four-year-olds throw temper tantrums. I've never seen a 40-year-old throw one, though. There's a 40-year-old guy named Andrew Marr from Lincoln, Nebraska. The other night, he threw a serious adult tantrum at a grocery store, which included him destroying metal detectors, taking down a whole wine rack, and using a no parking sign with the concrete still attached to the bottom to smash up a bunch of cars in the parking lot.
Wow, he's pretty strong then.
Yeah, he's super strong and angry.
When the cops came, he told them he was upset because he was pretty sure someone in the store stole his dope pipe.
Oh, man.
Well, if he's calling it a dope pipe, then you probably want to steer clear of that whole situation.
Yep. The cops searched him. Guess what? They found his dope pipe was actually in his pocket the whole time.
Oh man. You got to check those.
Sucks when that happens.
Good news for him on that front, I guess. He did a total of about $7,000 in damage. He was arrested for criminal mischief and possession of a controlled substance. His mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself. I have to show you guys here. There he is. Andrew Marr.
He looks like he's screaming about his dope pipe right now. Taking the photo.
Looks like he has a lisp.
Really? So? You get that from a mugshot.
What kind of lisp do you think? Do you think it's like one of these?
Or the fifth one.
The fifth one?
So he's like, where's my dope? My dope with somebody in the store has taken my dope pipe. I'm not sure which one of you guys took it, but one of you guys took that dope pipe, and I'm going to smash everything in this whole entire store.
It's hard to take him serious.
Okay, he's perfect.
I didn't know you could look like you had a lisp.
You can totally see.
What are you staring at?
Staring at something?
Listen, I lost my dope pipe, and I destroyed $7,000 worth of stuff.
Was it you that took my dope pipe?
You'll rue the day you crossed me.
This whole place is going to suffer for what you've done.
Look at his mugshot, people, and tell me he doesn't have a lisp.
It's hard for me to even close my mouth, actually. Because my tongue is pushing its way through my teeth.
I don't want to cause a scene. So somebody better find me my stupid dope pipe.
Oh, I didn't get that at first, but no. I guess I can see it.
His tongue is right there.
It doesn't look like he's hard.
It's hard to do anything.
Go check out the mugshot for yourself.
I am smiling.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Vermont man got a surprise, something he bought when he was out shopping. He bought a case of Arnold Palmer iced tea.
Yes.
Opened the can, took a drink, second sip, rat's tail in his mouth.
Oh.
That's probably one of the worst things you could have.
Right? I read that this morning and it made me a little queasy for a while. So now he's suing.
Because I drink that stuff down. You're so thirsty when you want one of those.
That's the crazy. Yeah, whenever I hear of something in a drink, because I rarely pour it into a glass. You know, I'll drink right from the vessel.
Yeah.
Who's got time for that?
I know.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for that. So you, anything can be in there. It goes right down the old gullet.
There's always lizards and stuff in them.
Yep.
This guy said, after feeling the rodent's tail in my mouth and seeing what it was, I became sick and began vomiting.
Yeah, that's smart.
His lawyer said he continued vomiting, had to be taken to a hospital for treatment, and he's continued to suffer physical, mental, and emotional trauma as a result of drinking the beverage with the rodent sealed inside.
Give me that money! Oh! Yeah, give me more money!
They tried to give him an arm of palmer, and he's like...
I'll tell you, though, if you had any kind of canned drink... and then like a tail came out into your mouth. It changed you. It would change you, at least for little bit.
You'd never do that again, probably.
You'd always pour it into a glass and then look in that can.
Oh, yeah. That would change your whole
Since years ago, we talked about on the show, that whatever those juice boxes.
Yeah, the juice boxes.
They had mold in them, right? They've made them see-through on the bottom. But for a while, I would always squeeze my kid's juice out of that just to make sure it was okay.
Yep.
So this guy said he's had difficulty sleeping, eating, and drinking. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's had nightmares and flashbacks. So now they're seeking a big settlement from Arizona. They believe the whole rodent was in the can.
Oof. So it must have got into an empty can and then been on the assembly line.
The positive of it is that he's losing weight.
Yeah. There's a positive.
Oh, it's so gross, you guys.
I don't know what I'd do if I had like a...
Well, I can't imagine what that first sip would have tasted like, too. You would have known something was off.
The first sip is probably... glorious.
Oh! Is it worse to... It's worse to, like, drink, like, half of it and then have that happen, right?
Yeah.
You want to see the rat to fall out.
Because that's just, like, rat juice you drank, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. You just drank a handful of rat juice.
Yeah.
Gross.
The word, listen, we lived in a house when I was little where the basement, like you walked into the basement, you know, and then you went upstairs to, and a mouse got in. That's where my dad kept all his beer bottle empties. And a mouse somehow went into a beer bottle, I guess, and couldn't get out.
Yep.
So then I remember like a couple of days later, we were like, what is that smell?
Yeah, it was a dead mouse.
It wasn't until about a week or two later we realized it was a mouse that went into a bottle and then was just rotting, right? But I still can smell it to this day.
The smell of
the smell of the dead mouse rotting in that bottle was disgusting.
Imagine that in a drink form.
There was somebody around here or somewhere. One of my friends, they had a mouse die in their car, and same thing.
Couldn't
find it for a while, and it was just in there, and then that smell wouldn't go
away. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Oh.
It's the lingering smell.
Yeah.
Yep.
That gets hit me right now. Just the thought of it.
Because when I was the one that found it, I'm like, I think it's coming from there. And then I lifted the beer bottle up and took a big whiff. And it was like, oh! And this little mouse inside.
Yeah, that's a mammal that died. That they say, like, emergency workers and stuff are always talking about the smell of death.
Yeah.
Like, there's a smell to it.
Unmistakable.
Yeah.
Gross. So anyway, his Arnold Palmer had a big surprise. They don't say how much... They say a large settlement.
$20 million.
Oh. I mean, how much could you really get out of them?
I don't know, because, you know, stuff happens. We all know that stuff happens in life. I just don't want a rat to be the thing that happened.
No.
And I would have thought their quality control would have been able to...
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to, right? Don't they go through an X-ray or something?
You would think.
I think there is a thing, though, maybe this is like a tall tale or urban myth or something, where they say that like there's a certain amount of like bugs and stuff that can be in food.
Yeah, like peanut butter has a certain number.
Oh no,
of
that's
bugs.
True.
Is that true?
FDA.
Yeah,
they allow a certain amount.
Right.
How many rats are we allowed?
I think zero.
Yeah,
I think zero.
Like zero.
Paul has a comment here. Paul, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak, talking about a Vermont man suing Arizona Beverages because he found a rat's tail in his iced tea.
Well, I can kind of relate to that. When I was a young kid, I should say young kid, I was 12, 13 years old. It was Thanksgiving or Easter or Christmas. I can't remember what it was. We always used to get gallon tin cans of green beans. Well, we cooked the green beans and we got to the bottom of it, and there was half a finger of a person, a human being finger, in our beans. After we ate most of them, and my goofy ass uncle, he just dived back into them again. It's just a finger.
He's out of the mix.
It was pickled and green, just like the beans.
Wow.
It was
basted in beans.
Yeah, it was. Oh. It was the same color as the beans.
So bad.
It was like, oh my god,
that's enough. So it's not wieners and beans; it's fingers and beans.
Yeah.
So we had an accident there at the factory.
Yeah.
And in that day and age, they just kind of let it go. So they could have got a ton of money. That was they found that finger before its time.
I mean, you can't have there
you can't
be
have a finger in my beans.
There can't be a finger.
I don't know what kind of lawsuit you could have though
For a finger in your beans?
Yeah, well, for a finger, maybe you could have something, but I don't know.
For a rodent in my
Like, like this guy's not going to get a lot. We all know that. He's not going to get a lot. They might throw him, they'll throw him up, a bone or something.
They'll give him shut-up money.
Yeah.
Mitchell, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good, man. You found something, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a earwig in my pop can when I was, like, 15.
Jesus.
No.
So you sure it was in there? Like, it didn't just fall in while you were drinking? You think it was in there?
I don't know. Like, it could have been there, like, after I started drinking it, because, like, where I'm from in Nova Scotia, it's, you know, lots of earwigs in the area kind of thing. And, yeah, it was, like, the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted, and I just immediately threw out the can.
Ooh, God. So it, like, affected the whole taste of...
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah.
Earwigs are horrifying.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they are. They are.
They're straight out of
Wrath
of
God.
Yeah, yeah. Star Trek Wrath of God.
Yeah. That is crazy. Yeah. I don't, so it is, they don't really go in your ear, though. That's like a, that's a myth.
No, no, but I don't want them to.
I have a, I used to deliver papers, like newspapers, and I used to, this one person wanted me to put it in their mailbox, and I opened the mailbox, and there was like an infestation of earwigs.
Nope.
And I was like, well, that is a nightmare. That's going to stick with me.
And it did.
Yeah.
And it did. Mike's in Tampa. There's something you can eat after a discovery. What is it?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks,
Record.
Man.
Record. I'm 42 years old, man, and whenever I was in elementary school, I bit into a fish patty, like, you know, those frozen Gordon's fish sticks at school, and I pulled a full fingernail, cuticle and all, out of my mouth.
Oh, God. A fingernail fish patty.
So that meant somebody's finger or hand got ground up in that fish. Oh, my God. I still can't even look at them.
Why'd you have to say that?
Yeah. That's no good.
So you haven't been able to have fish patties ever since then, right?
Not those weird triangle-shaped ones, like the Gordon's ones.
Yeah.
Looking at them just turns my stomach.
Oh, sure. You had a fingernail and cuticle.
You had a ground up finger. In
part of someone's finger.
Yeah.
So yeah, the part of the rest of their flesh probably just became
fish.
Patty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ate it as a fish burger.
Became part of the patty.
Mm-hmm. Other people ate that fish finger. Literally real finger. Mm-hmm.
I think people are eating finger parts all the time.
I'm sure people lose fingers all the time at these factories.
Yeah, we'd be surprised at the stuff we've probably eaten.
I don't ever want to know.
I know you don't. I've eaten a lot of simulated products.
Yeah. Dude.
In my life, so many ground up chicken products.
Oh, God.
His body's built on pink slime or whatever.
I'm a cannibal.
One more call here. Jake. Jake's in Fort Myers. Hi, Jake. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I listen to you guys all the time, and I actually wanted to call because I actually reminded me of something when I was little.
What's that?
I by myself, grade school, middle school, I can't remember. And I was eating peanut butter, and I like to crunch. And I swear on my son's life, I was eating it, and I happened to look in there. There was about a 3-inch moving worm in the bottom of the peanut butter.
Very cool.
It's not. No, it sucks.
It's crazy because, like, you could see, like, a worm maybe being able to live
in peanut butter?
Yeah, like, eat it.
I wonder if there are other ones, and I ate them, and they didn't know. It just creeps me out still to this day.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, you don't want peanut butter.
I love crunchy peanut butter too.
I like peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't want that. That would be less of a crunch,
more of a soggy squish.
Yeah. More of a squish. Ooh, new squishy peanut butter.
I don't want that. If they designed that, I don't want it.
You probably don't. If you missed this, we talked about it earlier this month. A mysterious alien-looking 10-foot monolith structure was spotted in the middle of the desert in Utah. The two best theories behind it was an art installation or the work of aliens. Well, I guess the aliens came back for it. It vanished over the weekend.
Yep.
I read that.
The Bureau of Land Management says they have no idea where it went. They didn't remove it. So now the local sheriff's office is investigating both where it came from and now where it went.
Well, don't you think that that's what it is that the person who put it there has realized, oh, man, they're going to be able to figure this thing out and figure out I did it, so I got to get it out of there so I'm not fined.
Yeah, that was probably like a state park fine.
There's
something like that.
Yeah. And it's like, get it out of there. It sucks, though, because it actually was super cool. Like, what a cool thing to have in the middle of nowhere.
It was.
Yeah, but how do you get it in and get it out?
Well, that's what we said.
They got it in. I don't know.
We thought you would have had to chopper it in. And Chuck believed the guys who found it in their chopper are probably the guys that put it there, but they claim they had nothing to do with
it. Yeah.
I think this people have found it on Google Earth back in like 2016, I believe is what I read. So if it has been there that long, it's been there for a few years.
Hmm. Wow.
But I'm just curious. So if it's gone now, there's no tracks. All of a sudden it's just gone.
Yeah, that's it. Like, there's no evidence of...
Get Dog the Bounty Hunter on the case, man. He'll find it.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah. You know?
He'll find the tire marks.
That's hilarious. Exactly. Where are the tire tracks?
Put a tracker on it. Come on. You'll find it.
James's ultimate.
I'm here to track down your alien scope.
May not have been my first choice, James, but I guess.
Put the bunk, the UFO conspiracies. Get Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yep.
He can hide. He can find these meth head riddled criminals with no problem.
It's true. I saw him. I saw the cops. Though, no, I'm not joking. I saw the cops legitimately give up on trying to find a guy, and Dog the Bounty Hunter jumped a fence, ran down into a marsh, and found a guy with just his eyeball sticking out.
Where is Dog the Bounty Hunter? Get him!
Dog the Bounty Hunter found a guy buried in a swamp.
So if James is ever president. And something horrifying happens.
Yes. Yeah.
He's
National Security Advisor.
They're like, what do you think, Mr. President James? And he's going to be like, find the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Give me Dog the Bounty Hunter!
You get me Dog immediately.
We're almost there, guys.
He's Dog the Bounty Hunter! That's his theme song.
Yeah. You know it? Security advisor, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog.
He's in his cabinet.
Yes.
Thank God you're here, Dog. We have a huge problem on our hands.
The giant here.
Metal thing in the Utah desert has disappeared. The monolith is gone.
And he's like, Dog.
Yep.
Honestly, it would not have been my first choice again, but I see what you're saying.
I'm telling you, when I saw, that's what won me over on Dog. It was like the first episode I ever saw of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I was like, what is this? This guy's incredible. What an outfit. What a style this man has. And then the cops are like, all right, guys, that's it. We're never going to find this guy. We have no idea where he is. And Dog was like, are they gone? He's like, yeah, the cops gave up. And he's like, quick, follow me. And he hopped a fence, ran down the thing, and found a guy in a swamp. Dog.
That's how good he is. He saw the grass being bent over from the person walking on it, the hop that fence.
I swear to God, it's
the cops
exactly.
missed it because they didn't have the canine there to help track.
Nope. Right.
So Dog had to do the job of the cops to find the guy in the marsh.
My dad loves Dog the Bounty Hunter, too. What did his, I mean, RIP, but what did his big titty lady,
Beth.
What did she, what was her role?
I believe she just manned
like
the phone.
She's a manager.
Oh, yeah.
She'd go in there with him sometimes.
She would drive cars around, and she would also be the one that would communicate with like the bondsmen. They're like, hey, we got this guy, he's out, we gotta go get him.
Yep. They couldn't get a vest on her on account of those big knockers.
How are you gonna do that?
Entertaining show, though.
She's also the main piece of eye candy.
Well, it's hilarious because he'd bear mace somebody, and then they'd be driving back to his office, and he'd be like, you gotta get off drugs, brah.
Yeah.
You gotta get off drugs, brah.
You would try and tell him.
Yeah.
You'd try and fix him.
Get you on the right path, man.
Yep.
He'd give you that smoke right before you go in, and he'd give you that pep talk, like, hey.
And those were artificial.
Her breasts,
them knockers.
I think they might have been real.
I think those puppies, things, they don't make artificial like that.
No, they were
those
real.
Things were like torpedoes.
They were real.
Wow.
And they were.
Again, RIP. She's no longer with us, but I just said never knew her role. I only knew of her knockers. I did not know her role.
Poor Dog. Is he married? He's married again, right? Didn't he marry?
I think he moved on again.
Like, someone who looks exactly like Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Dog Bounty Hunter.
He's got a type, let me just say.
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, he likes girls that look much. Like he likes ladies that look like
Francie Frayne.
Ladies,
wait a second, Dog. Please show me the picture of Dog on the far right.
This one?
My God in heaven, he's majestic.
Oh, he's in a big fur coat. Oh my God, he's in a.
I don't want to be too flashy. Is it okay if I wear a wolf coat?
Oh my God,
it's probably when he was hunting people down up in the mountains of Colorado.
It has to be.
Dog only likes women that look like they're always living in a glamour shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all he bangs.
And he thinks that Beth would approve of his new fiance.
Hmm.
Well, I'm happy for him.
Yeah. He's the one you call.
Baby.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.